Welcome back to the Bushnell Project, Making Marriage Great. This is John Bushnell, and we're really looking at diagnosing our spiritual healthiness. So think of a doctor coming in to look at your spiritual health versus just taking your weight and measuring your height and having you stick out your tongue and say, "Ah." Looking at a book on the subject, 10 questions to diagnose your spiritual health. I think I failed to say the author's name yesterday, Donald S. Whitney. And man, this is one marked up book of mine that I really do enjoy. And yesterday we were looking at the presence of God, or the sensitivity to God's presence. And so as I go through this process of trying to think about how can I help husbands move toward godliness, move toward a greater marriage, toward being better husbands, 5 minutes a day, I thought I'd get a little bit more practical instead of from the book, just thinking through my own journey of practicing, if you will, the presence of God. And I know that there's a lot of mysticism out there, New Age stuff. There's all kinds of hyper this, hyper that. And I want to stay away from that, but I do want us to understand that there is a God of all the universe, that He is the creator of all things, seen and unseen, that He is very active in our lives, and He is at work all around you. And He made marriage, and He brought you and your wife together. So let's give Him some credit in the sense that if He did all that, don't you think He will give you what you need to have a better marriage, to be a more godly man, to fight the fight, the good fight, to be holy and pure and just and right as He is? And sure, we still have flesh on and we're going to fail. We're going to make a mess of some things, but He is there to help us. He promised the Holy Spirit to comfort us, to guide us, to help us interpret His word, to be in His presence. So I want to encourage you, just in a few prayers, really, to read God's word and pray about it, which I know I've mentioned before, and we could probably mention that over and over again, and it will never get old. But to pray for God's help. Lord, help me to just sense your presence by reading your word and praying to you. Help me to be more confident and to grow my faith, that I would know that you hear my prayers, that I am not really in this room, but I'm really in the throne room of grace, covered by the righteousness of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, pleading to my Heavenly Father for help as a husband, as a father, as a man, to be more godly, to be more pleasing to you, to be more the man of God that my wife needs, to be wise in all my dealings at work and with my wife and with my children, at church, with my neighbor, and everything else that encompasses life. And I know that there are men out there, even listening now, who their relationship is broken, they're gone through a divorce. And to you guys, I would just encourage you, God does not leave you alone. He does not forsake you. You may have messed up huge, just, well, we all do. But God is gracious and forgiving. And to go to Him. If you are far from Him, it's because you have moved from Him, not because He has moved from you. So go to God and pray and ask for help and wisdom. And maybe there is no hope for you and your ex. Maybe that is absolutely done with. That doesn't mean that it's done between you and God. To restore a relationship with God and to see what God has for you. And if there's children involved, how are you going to raise that child or those children? Because you are their father. No matter what, you're their father. So be of good cheer. Be full of joy. And let the Lord of all, the Lord, the creator of all things, give you a peace that surpasses all understanding. And a love for His word and a love for Him that can only come from Him. Read, I think it's in 1 Peter chapter, or maybe 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. You know, add to our faith with all diligence these things. And there's a whole list. So we must add to our faith. We must grow in our faith. That's our responsibility. God has given us faith. Let's grow it. Let's mature it. Let's be the men that rise up and fight the good fight. I hope that encouraged you guys today. We'll get back onto the 10 questions to diagnose your spiritual health tomorrow. God bless you.